The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuckman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. Glad to have you back. I'm glad to be back. Phone number for the to call in is 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Lots going on in the insurance world today and in general. We have healthcare.gov has been doing a major update to their system. There's a lot of upgrades and updates on that. They're making it easier for the insurance companies and individual agents to log in and help people enroll. We're getting to the point where they're actually looking at the possibility in the next year or two where you can only go to healthcare.gov as an individual just to find out what the plans are, generate a quote, see what it might cost. But when it comes time to enroll, they're actually looking at the possibility of just forwarding everybody to a licensed agent to make sure that you're getting enrolled properly into the right plan and paying the correct premiums for your needs. So that's pretty interesting, pretty exciting. Some other things that are happening on for the last couple of weeks, you may have not been able to get logged into healthcare.gov. And the reason for that is it's not been in the news too much, but they got hacked. That's right. They got hacked. So they took a lot of online logins out of the mix until they were able to fix things. And I think they're back up and running as of a little bit earlier this afternoon. So we're into the open enrollment window for Medicare right now. There's a lot of options that are out there for retirees and for those people who are about to retire. It can get confusing. It can get daunting, and you can get paralyzed and not act and then get stuck into a bad selection or a bad choice with Medicare. You know, there are three that when you're on your road to Medicare, there's three paths that you can take. Original Medicare, that's where the government pays 80%, you pay 20%. And you buy a prescription drug plan. You know, that's like the Model T Ford of Medicare options. It is the old option. It's the one that leaves you exposed for 20% of all of the medical expenses. It's not that bad if you have a $1,000 bill and you just got to reach into your pocket for $200. But when you get that $100,000 bill and you got to reach into your pocket for $20,000, or you have a $250,000 bill, and you're having to reach into your pocket for $50,000. Well, that's where that option starts to fall by the wayside, and you realize you may have not had chosen the right way. You got path two. I call that the Cadillac. That's where you're getting a supplement or a Medigap plan. That's where the government, you're still on original Medicare. They're still going to cover that first 80%. But now you have an insurance company coming in, and they're going to pick up that remaining 20%. Your out-of-pocket is zero. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a great feeling when you go to the doctor or you have to go into the hospital for surgery, and you come out and they say, thank you so much. We hope you're going to be feeling better. By the way, there's no bill. You're not going to pay anything. So there's quite a bit of... quite a bit of comfort and joy in knowing that you go to the doctor and they're never asking you for a dime. So the plan that does that is the F plan, as in Frank. There are changes coming into Medicare regarding the supplement plans. So, you know, if you've been thinking about going into an F plan, a supplement F plan, this is it. This is the last year to do it. Beginning January 1, 2020, those plans are grandfathered, And then every other plan below the F plan, there is a requirement that you pay the Part B annual premium, which is currently around $183. But I foresee that by 2020, that number is going to increase a little bit. Then you got option three. It's what I call the Buick. It's a good option. It's smooth ride, just like a Cadillac, but just doesn't necessarily have all the bells and whistles. And that's what's known as a Medicare Advantage plan. It's also known as Part C. Part C, you basically pay as you go. You have co-pays or co-insurance to the doctors and the hospitals. You have stopgaps in the event of a hospitalization. And those plans typically have a zero premium, but they can. There are some that do have a small or a moderate premium, depending on the company and some of the benefits in the locale that that plan is found in. Make sure you're always talking to a licensed insurance agent. Make sure that you're talking to somebody who specializes in Medicare. At my company, Thomas & Associates, you know, we've been doing it for 48 years. We've been helping people. So we're always available there to help you with your Medicare questions. So when we're talking about Medicare, again, make sure that you're always talking to a licensed representative, a licensed agent that can talk to you about the plans that are available in your area, how they work, and that they can check and make sure that your medications are covered on those plans or the prescription drug plan, and that your doctors are in the network if there is a network. Because the worst thing that you can have is to think your doctor's in the network. You go to your doctor and they say, we don't accept this insurance. And then you're stuck. You're going to have to go find another doctor for an entire year. So, you know, and then you want to make sure that you also have your supplemental plans when you're a retiree. You want to make sure you have your supplemental plans or ancillary plans in place as well. And that's going to be your vision, your dental, maybe a small life insurance policy small life insurance policy for burial purposes. You know, so none of the Medicare plans really cover dental and vision really well. Medicare doesn't really cover a whole lot when it comes to dental and vision. So the supplement plans certainly don't cover it. If Medicare doesn't cover it, your supplement plan doesn't cover it. And when you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you tend to have just very limited scope coverages. So you want to make sure that you find a good standalone dental and a good standalone vision plan that if you need one, that will pay for your glasses, maybe an annual exam, and then your dental plan should be a good, strong PPO plan that has coverages when you're traveling so that you can find an in-network dentist and when you're outside of your local area. So again, keep that in mind. You're looking for a good licensed agent that can give you several sample examples and go over several plans with you that will keep you insured properly for a modest amount and give you the proper health coverages when you need it, whether it's for vision, for dental, or for medical, going to the doctor. When it comes to life insurance, again, you want to make sure that you have at least a small life policy, $25,000, $30,000. Make sure that you have that in place. The last thing you want is for your family who's already, so if something were to happen to you and you died, you don't want your family, they're already going to be upset. They should know that there's some money that you've had some money set aside to handle your burial costs. And you know, if you don't want to do a high policy or something with a moderate, you know, $25,000 or $30,000, and you said, hey, I want to just get cremated, you know, a $10,000, $15,000 policy will be more than enough for a cremation ceremony. And I hear the music. That means we're coming up to a profit center break. So I'll see you on the flip side.
Know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riche Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riche Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riche Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riche Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riche Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riche Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. glad to have you back and glad to be back. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about life insurance. You know, there's a lot of new changes in life insurance right now. The insurance companies have been modifying their rates. People are living longer. They've figured out that you don't have to. So it's really causing a reduction in the rates, which is nice. It means that the life insurance premiums are going down. You can get more coverage for less money. So that's all very positive. And you know, there's several kinds of life insurance right now. You have term insurance. You have your permanent whole life. You have your universal life, which is a type of permanent insurance. And then you have your term return of premium, which is my favorite type of term. Let me explain why. When you get a regular term policy, you're basically leasing that policy from the insurance company for a specific amount of time, whether it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 25, 30. That's typically how it works. You're leasing the policy. You're going to give them X amount of money per month. You're going to keep that policy for that term period, say 10 years, and then the policy goes away. And what do you have left? You have nothing. You've paid the insurance money. You've paid the premiums every month. You've now hit the term, and you've got to make a choice. I'm going to either renew with a new 10-year term policy and pay X amount more because you're 10 years older. Maybe you've had a medical train wreck and you've got some health concerns now, and you got to pay more to even get insured because of those health concerns or even denied outright. My big thing, the one I like the best, and I just don't feel that that's a good way to spend your money. I just don't. I always recommend to people, if you're going to get a term policy, you get a return of premium. And you ask, well, what's a return of premium? Well, it gives you your money back when the contract term ends. So you're leasing the insurance, still doing the same thing. It's just for a specific amount of time. But, you know, you get a policy. Here, real world example, quoted a young lady yesterday evening. She was 28 years old. $500,000 of term policy is around $62 a month. What a great price. $62 a month for about $500,000 in in monthly premium. And then that policy, we were able to take it all the way out to age 70. So she's 28. That policy is going to last for 42 years. She's going to pay right around $30,000 in premium for her lifetime. And when she turns 70 years old and she's still alive, she's going to get $30,000 back. 100%, no questions asked. The insurance company is just going to write a check and send it to her. Now, I don't know. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. You get a return of premium. You get 100% of your money back, and then you can use it for whatever you want. You can buy another life insurance policy and even make it a paid-up policy so you don't have any premium payments. You can take a cruise. You can take your family on a cruise. You can take a vacation that you've always wanted to take. And you might say to yourself, well, gosh, you're 70 years old. Oh, trust me. I know a lot of 70-year-old retirees that travel a lot. And they go to a lot of interesting places. And $30,000 can take you to a lot of those interesting places. So, again, when you're talking about life insurance, you know, make sure you're getting the right policy that's going to do the right thing for you at that point in time. But you also should be looking at down the road as well and make sure that it's also going to do the right thing for you down the road. You know, if you're young, if you're in your 30s and you're saying to yourself, you know, hey, I'm maxing out my 401k at work. I'm putting money into a Roth IRA. I'm maxing that out. I don't know what else to do. And I still have a little bit of extra money. Well, then my recommendation after a good conversation would be, hey, we should be looking at a permanent policy that's going to generate cash value, and then that cash value can grow over the next 30 years, 40 years, and then you're going to have a lot of supplemental income available to you through the cash account in the permanent policy. So these are strategies. Do they work for everybody? No. Do they work for a lot of people? Yes. And they can actually work for you. There's a lot of things and a lot of strategies that can be done with life insurance. If you're a business owner, it's a great way of supplementing your retirement income with a life insurance policy. You can do executive carve outs where you can bonus people out. Again, you get a key man life insurance policy on one of your executives. You're a business owner, you get a key man life insurance policy on one of your executives. You can tell them, you know, hey, here's you need to cover them for $1 million, so the business gets to if something happens to them, the business gets $1 million to be able to do an executive search to replace that missing executive that was a key person in the company. But you know what? Let's say that they work for you for 20 years, 25 years, they're going to retire. That $1 million life insurance policy, well, the business doesn't need it anymore. But guess what? There's cash in that policy. And guess what that you can do? Now you can bonus that money out to the employee for 20, 25 years of loyalty of staying with the company, and they can bonus out. You can transfer the ownership of that life insurance policy to the your employee. They're now the owner. They have the cash in the cash account. It's their money to do with as they want. They can take it out as supplemental income. Portion of it can be tax-free. They can borrow against it. They can do just about whatever they can do whatever they want with that cash. They can close out the policy and get a lump sum check if that's what they want to do. What a great way. So life insurance as a vehicle for business owners to retain key employees, to protect your life or to protect your loved ones in case something tragic happens to you. And then, you know, like I said, there's a lot of new things with life insurance policies now. Now you can even have life insurance protect you in the form of long-term as a long-term care policy. So it's a rider. You still have the death benefit, but you can access that death benefit while you're alive, and if you need it because you had a stroke and now you're in a nursing home because you can't bathe yourself, you can't eat, you have to have somebody feed you, you have to have somebody help you get dressed, and now you have to be in a nursing home. Well, guess what? Now you can tap into the death benefit of that life insurance policy, and you can pay your nursing home bills while you're in the nursing home and you're on a claim. And what a great way. So you have the death benefit if you die. That protects your family when if something tragic happens to you. And if something even more tragic happens to you, which is you don't die, you stay alive, and now you're trying to figure out, well, how's the family gonna pay for all of this? I'm not working, I don't have any income coming in, and now I have to have, now I'm in a nursing home and it's costing about $10,000 a month. Well, guess what? With a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider, you get to tap in and you can pull that $10,000 a month out of your death benefit while you're still alive to pay the nursing home bill and not be an emotional and financial drain on the family, and get things taken care of that way. So there's a lot of new things with life insurance. If you need to, give me a call, 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK or 222-8255. If you have any questions, want to know what you should do, anything along those lines, give me a call. I'm here. I'm available. Love to hear from you. You know, and then don't forget that when you're talking about life insurance, always add your children to the policy. It's a very inexpensive rider. It doesn't cost a lot. It's maybe $5 or $10 a month. You can get $10,000 of coverage on your children for $5 a month. You can get $20,000 of coverage for $10 a month. And that's whether you have one child or 20 children. You can cover them all for that one $5 or $10 a month. It's a great way to get to have your children have life insurance and get started. Most companies will let you convert that child at $10,000 or $20,000. They'll let you convert that to a permanent policy when they turn 25. You can convert it as early as 18, but most parents like to have their child on the policy until they turn 25 and they're forced to convert it out. So, bear in mind, it's an inexpensive way. If your children develop a health condition while they're young and maybe they don't get the ability to have life insurance, once you have this policy, it can convert and those medical conditions that your child might develop as they're growing up don't necessarily come in as a factor, because that conversion eliminates the need for any type of medical underwriting. So, again, adding your children to your life insurance is a great way of giving them a head start on a policy, and also avoid some possible medical underwriting down the road for your children. Again, this is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. A little bit about me. I work for an independent insurance agency here in town called Thomas & Associates. Thomas & Associates has been around for 48 years. It was founded in 1970. It's been helping people like you, the listeners of this program, the entire time, small business owners, self-employed individuals, and people who work for other people. We like to help business owners with So I was saying we like to work with business owners and help them get employer plans in place, help employers retain key employees, hire caliber employees. We help individuals with their life insurance, their dental, their vision, their health insurance. We help you find plans at an affordable rate that has the right network of doctors. Wow, that was a quick segment. But we'll see you on the flip side of this next Profit Center break.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A mobile medical clinic truck has pulled into the main square of the southern Mexican town of Wixla to treat Central American migrants in a caravan trying to reach the United States. President Trump says Democrats, meanwhile, are pushing for more illegal border crossings. Telling those gathered at a campaign rally last night in Houston, the Democrats are trying to flood the country with millions of illegals, hoping they become Democrat voters. Meanwhile, the latest poll shows President Trump's approval rating is moving higher ahead of the midterm elections. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is going to hold accountable those responsible for Jamal Khashoggi's death. Vice President Pence told the Washington Post the CIA director is in Turkey to review evidence in the case. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average recovering some of its lost ground. It's still down right now by about 140 points. NASDAQ is off by 39. More details at srnnews.com.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy. Live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call **556. That's **556. Message and data rates may apply. Call **556.
When it comes to financial advice, there are a wealth of options out there. But is the advice you're getting clear and straightforward? With Fidelity Wealth Management, you'll have a financial advisor who helps you grow and protect your wealth. We'll offer strategies designed to reduce the impact of taxes while explaining our fees and your options. And we'll always offer clear recommendations for your full financial picture. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. Glad to have you back, and I'm glad to be back. So we were talking, I was mentioning a little bit about Thomas & Associates, the company I'm with. You know, we've been in business for 48 years. We've been helping individuals just like you, business owners just like you, self-employed individuals just like you. We help you with retirement. We help you with your life insurance needs. We help you with your employee benefits. We help you with key man insurance to retain the key people in your company so that you can grow and be successful. And then we help you with your health insurance needs, to make sure that the right plans are in place, the right plan is in place for the right premium, that you have your doctors, that you have your medications are being covered. So, you know, after 48 years in business, we pretty much have your answers, and I know we do. So, you know, we were talking about life insurance and some of the benefits of it. So, again, I talked to you just now a little bit about me, Thomas and Associates. One-stop shop, because we also do property and casualty. So if you need home and auto, commercial business insurance, we have that available for you as well. We help you with some competitive quotes there. You know, and like I said, we can help you with a lot of things. Home and auto, very competitive in that area. So we can help you find the right homeowner's quote. If you've had a few bumps on the road with your car, you know, we can help you find the right policy there as well. If you drive a motorcycle and you have toys, a boat, some Sea-Doos, we can certainly help you get proper coverage on your water toys and your motorcycle, your RV, your travel trailer, especially your boat. We can definitely get you some great, great coverage on your boat if that's what you need help with. So we're there. You know, give us a call. The number here at the show is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Again, this is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. Anyway, we're talking. We're finding things out about insurance. There's a lot of things happening in the politically with insurance as well. I think we're going to see some great strides in the 2019 year. The Affordable Care Act has been the individual mandate's been removed, which means that you're not going to be paying a penalty if you don't buy health insurance. You're not going to get penalized on your taxes anymore. Beginning January 1, 2019, that one change has done a lot to start spurring competition in the marketplace, and we've actually had a couple of new companies enter into the state of Florida in select counties as well as in other states, and we're seeing the lowest average rate increases. Since the Affordable Care Act began, and we're seeing some rate reductions around the state again because of this change. The subsidies have gone up, the rates have gone down a little bit, and overall you're seeing maybe $10 or $15 a month less on some of your health insurance policies. So that's a positive. So our federal government, I guess our current administration, and our Secretary of Health and Human Services has been making some of the necessary changes that will hopefully keep the health insurance premiums, you know, at a lower rate, and hopefully we'll see that downward trend for the next. Hey, and we have a caller. Hold on just a moment. And let's get him on the air, and we're going to be talking to Richard.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, good. I just want to thank you for taking your time out of your day to do this. I'm an accountant, and I do taxes, and I think that stuff's complicated. I've also been around a while, and boy, insurance is pretty interesting stuff. But I'm a non-retired veteran, and I thought you might address, there's a bunch of us around in Jacksonville, and I thought you might address what you think. I happen to be 73. Just what you think guys like me should be looking at, because I'm especially those that are signed up with VA for health benefits. If there's anything you might recommend to those of us that are trying to figure out what to do with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first thing I'm going to stress is whatever I tell you, bear in mind it's a broad-based answer. It may or may not apply to you in specific. I would always recommend, if you want to explore it, You find a local agent that you feel you can trust that's going to give you some straight answers, and you have a one-on-one where you can disclose more personal information to them, so that you can get the answer that's best for you. But in a general broad-based for retired veterans that are using the VA or might be on TRICARE for life.
I'm non-retired, so that's different than the TRICARE guys.
Right. So. But it kind of all applies.
Okay.
You can look at if you're using the VA for most of your health care, and maybe even for some prescription drug coverage, you might want to look at, depending on your income level, you can always get a supplement. That's one option. The other option would be to go with a Medicare Advantage plan. If you don't need the Medicare Advantage plan for its prescriptive, for its bundled prescription drug coverage, you look for one that doesn't have prescription drug coverage bundled into it, especially if you're getting all of your medications through the VA. So that's a way of getting, and then that way, if the VA is a little slow on the appointment process, you have the ability to go see a doctor outside of the VA in a slightly quicker fashion.
Well, on that point, interestingly enough, the VA locally, I think, is very responsive. It's been a couple of years, but I called on a Friday night. I had some minor pains in my neck, and I talked to the nurse, and by golly, before I could call my doctor on Monday, VA called me and said, can you come in? I went in, had x-ray. Can you do x-rays? Yeah. They had them right then. So I'm going to say the local VA is different. I don't know about the national average, whatever it is, but the local VA services, I think, are pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard that from a lot of veterans here in the Jacksonville area. And interestingly enough, I learned that that a lot of these local VAs they're kind of like franchises. So the VA here in Jacksonville isn't necessarily the same VA that you have up in Atlanta or somewhere else. They're kind of like little franchises of the VA. So they all have slightly different processes on how they're run and managed. So I think it's I found that to be a pretty interesting thing that some of these the VA clinics and stuff, they're not so much they are VA, but they're like a third party management, or a franchisee is maybe a better way of describing it.
Local management from area to area is better.
Right.
Anyway, this one was, I thought they were pretty responsive. And of course, there's a lot of veterans in this area, I would think.
There are. And, you know, Richard, like I said, you know, the best thing to do is if you're trying to contemplate, you know, what should you do maybe as a supplement to the VA. Again, you have the ability to do an Advantage plan, and then you have the ability to go out again, depending on income, to see if there's a supplement is an affordable option for you as well.
Yeah, but I was I did Medicare Advantage at the beginning, and which didn't the doctors that I used took regular Medicare, but not the Advantage. I thought that's weird, but so I got off of it, and so I'm pretty happy with just straight Medicare, and I go to VA for a couple things, but generally I'm a Medicare guy, and I just wonder what you might have to say about all that.
You know, like I said, everybody's different, so you know,
yeah,
so right. Everybody's situation is different. That's the one thing about Medicare. It's a very much a specific to the individual. You know, your needs different from my needs, different from John Doe's need or Jane Doe needs. Just everybody's different. So the solution for you is different from the solution of everybody else around you.
And probably a good idea to keep looking. Well, very good. Listen, thanks so much for taking a shot at my question, and thanks so much for what you're doing to help the rest of us.
You're very welcome. Thanks you for listening, and thanks for calling in.
A few clients out of this.
All right, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And I hear some music in the background there, so I think that means we're coming up to another Profit Center break. So keep listening, Jacksonville, and keep calling in. We'll talk to you on the flip side.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide-width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Bogers Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan Tuckman with the Insurance Hour. Thanks for listening. I'm glad to be back. The number here at the station is 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK or 222-8255. So give us a call. Let me answer your questions, whatever they might be, as long as they're insurance related, and even if they're not, I'll take a stab at it. I think this is our last segment, right? Yep, last segment. So give us a call. Don't miss out. So you know, let's kind of keep going over. We've kind of recapped a little bit on life insurance. We've talked about Medicare and options for retirees. We talked about some of the things that life insurance can do for you. I personally, you know, I'm going to kind of come back to life insurance because I want to kind of revisit it, because to me it's a very important subject. You know, we all have at some point in time loved ones who have passed away. Sometimes they have life insurance in place, sometimes they don't. And it's when they don't that that kind of things really kind of spiral a little out of control. Because somebody in your family is already devastated that a loved one has passed away, and now they're responsible for trying to plan a funeral. And now they're trying to figure out how are they going to pay for that funeral? Because it was tragic. Nobody expected somebody to pass to have a husband, a son, a daughter, a mother, an aunt, an uncle. Nobody expected them to pass away. So they don't have life insurance. They don't have any. They haven't prepaid their burial with a company. So what happens? I'll tell you what happens. The family gets taken. They get taken advantage of. They end up paying more for a funeral because they think that's what their loved one would have wanted, and they pay for a lot. And that's not saying that funeral directors are bad. I know several. They're good, honest, ethical people. They try to do the best for their client. But you know what? Emotions go high, and somebody thinks, you know what? My dad would have wanted that silk-lined casket, or my dad would want the extravagant headstone, or my mom, she deserves these features in the funeral. And the truth is, they may have not cared one bit about those things, and you're spending money that you don't need to spend. So I'm going to tell everybody now, while you're alive, you should A, get a life insurance policy in place, and B, you should put some sort of directives in place that say, hey, if something were to happen to me, this is how that money should be spent. That way, there's no questions. Nobody spends money that they don't need, that they don't have, on something that that you never wanted and don't need, as a final resting. And like I said, if you wanted to get a cremation now, $10,000, $12,000, an extravagant cremation is about $15,000. So you know, a small life insurance policy of $15,000 would be more than enough to cover a cremation. And a policy, a $25,000 or a $30,000 policy, will be more than enough to cover a normal everyday funeral, and then leave some loved ones a little bit of cash at the end of things, to take a vacation, to pay off some bills, and just to take care of things in general. So when it comes to life insurance, again, I really, really urge and strongly recommend get yourself a small life insurance policy just for burial purposes. Maintain it, and then also go out and leave some sort of directions on how that money should be spent from that life insurance policy, in the event something should happen to you, so that your family doesn't get into serious debt. The other thing that will avoid is having to have your family create a GoFundMe page to try to raise money to bury a loved one. That's another thing that it saddens me terribly to see a family who says, my husband was on his motorcycle and was hit from behind and was thrown 30 feet and he died at the scene, and you know what, he was the breadwinner, he was the main income for the household, and we don't have any life insurance, we have no way of burying him. And I'm going to tell you right now, life insurance is important. I know a lot of people who say, well, it's not important to me because I'm going to be dead and I won't care. But you know what? You love your family. You don't want them living under a bridge. So you should have life insurance so that you're protecting them from being taken advantage of if something tragic were to happen to you. So like I said, just think about it. A small death benefit policy, $15,000 if you're thinking you want to just be cremated, and a $25,000 or $30,000 policy if you want a more traditional funeral with a casket and a headstone and everything else and all that goes with it. So you know, we talked about life insurance. I don't want to overdo it with life insurance. We started kind of going into home and auto and motorcycle and boat. That's another thing. You know, in the state of Florida, the state legislature is looking at PIP, and there's discussions in the state legislature to change the nature of personal injury protection, the PIP. And make it a set dollar amount but actually making it an actual set dollar amount, like a $25,000 or $50,000. And it's actually being discussed and gone over in the state legislature to see if it's a viable thing. Of course, one of the things you need to take into consideration when you change a law is what's the impact on the insurance industry, or any industry for that matter, as you pass that law? Could you be damaging the insurance industry? Could you be damaging the people of the state of Florida? Could the insurance premiums go up high because a law was passed and it wasn't thought through correctly? So that's one of the things that's happening on the state level. There's a lot of things that are happening on the state level with insurance that's kind of important to consider and to keep in mind. You know, so reach out to the state, to your state legislatures, to your state senators and state House of Representatives, and let them know, hey, you know, you have a voice, you want a voice with insurance as well. Make sure that they're doing the right thing for you, the people of Florida, and have a voice. Go out to them and make them listen to you if you have an opinion as far as what insurance should or should not be doing in the state of Florida. That's an important topic as well. I want to talk to you a little bit about boat insurance. So there's all types of boat insurance, and in this state, you know, it's important to have, especially if you own a boat. You can have a little John boat that you use on a lake. You can have a nice motorboat or a nice fishing boat that you use to go out onto the out into the Atlantic and do some deep sea fishing or some coastal fishing. You might have a boat that you like to vacation on. You know, I've got a client who lives here in Florida for about 4 or 5 months out of the year. That's during the winter months. And then as soon as the winter months have come and gone, she and her husband are on their boat and they're sailing down to the Bahamas and to the Caribbean, and they spend the other 7-8 months of the year tooling around on their sailboat and enjoying life. And, you know, what a life. I would certainly want to do it. That's, to me, that's a pretty exciting way of spending some early retirement. Sell everything, buy a boat, get it insured properly. And again, that's the key thing. You want it insured properly so that if something happens, you get a replacement boat. And, and that's what's important. So if you have boat, you need insurance, you know, reach out. You can call me here at the show, 222-TALK, 222-TALK, or 222-8255. We can go over the type of boat you have. Love to sit down and talk some shop and talk some boat stories and maybe some fishing stories and see what got, you know. Talk about the one that got away. when it comes to homeowners and car, if you have a classic car, I'd love to have you as a client. Not going to lie, I love cars. I'm kind of a gearhead, so I love talking cars. Especially if you have a classic car, love to be able to quote you some insurance on a classic car. You know. Interestingly and surprisingly, very inexpensive when you have a classic car and you're not driving it a lot. It's really, really inexpensive insurance. Maybe a couple of $100 a year, $300 if you're extravagant. And I hear the music. I think that's it for today. All right, Jacksonville. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week on Tuesday from 2 to 3.